cast off words in darkness.
Hello, it is time. It is time. This is Ed Gutfeld, and we're glad you're with us today. And we've got great things in store and a beautiful direction, I believe, for this specific program. You know, we don't always have a specific direction. We just love God and we just go on as we are supposed to go on. But it is a beautiful thing when there is something great. And I believe there's a word of healing that's going to come forth today. But first of all, I wanted to say thank you for joining us. It is time. You know, we live in a time where we have to know what time it is. If you don't know what time it is, you're going to get lost. You're going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And it's critical that we are not that way, that we're in the right place at the right time, because we have a God who, he loves us and he wants us to be in his perfect will. And the fastest way to get into that perfect will is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." That's the fastest way to jump back into God's will. And somebody said, is there the perfect will, the permissive will? Well, you know, the one thing is for sure, there's a now will of God. And I can get back there and get right in the center of it by lifting up my hands and saying, I'm going to rejoice evermore. I'm going to pray without ceasing. And in everything, I'm going to give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus that concerns me. So I'm going to get excited about that. And you know, if you've been wandering around and kind of in a place of confusion or despair, just let's do that right now. Let's just say, hey, you know, I'm going to get back. I'm going to start rejoicing, and I'm going to rejoice evermore. And the quickest way to do that, just lift your hand and say, Lord, I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice. Why? Because God's on the throne, and that's what matters. We can rejoice in the Lord always. And Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. There's a lot of things going around. I mean, if you listen to the stock market, it's going up and down like crazy. People's temperatures are going up and down. People's opinions are going up and down. And it really doesn't matter, all those things, because, you know, when it comes down to it, our life just keeps going on and on. And so we might as well redeem the time, make the most of it, buy it up, and exchange it for eternal value. That's what the Lord said by redeeming the time. So, and that's where the name of this program came from. It is time. It's what we call right now radio. It's what we call happening right now. God wants to grab our hearts and just bring us into the right now where we're trusting God. And I know one thing about my life right now is I'm trusting God right now. And I'm going to rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning me. Amen. Hey, you know, just as in prayer this morning, just a powerful word of healing just on our hearts for people. And if you're standing in faith and you're trusting God for healing of any kind, our hearts are out to you. And, you know, the word is so clear and so plain that we can run to God and run to his word and say, hey, God, I need help. And the Lord is there. He's on the throne. The Bible said he ever lives to make intercession for us. And so we have a place to run to. Hebrews 4:16, come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. And it may be a time of real need and where you need the mercy of God and the grace of God, God's ability to funnel all his power into one place, that is your heart and your life, through the cross and through the work of Calvary. God has done something for us, and we need to appropriate it by faith. And how do you appropriate it by faith? But by believing what God said. I love the scripture. It says in Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. That is powerful. He sent his word. We're so grateful that we can look back and we have the scriptures to run to. The scriptures that tell us so plainly, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. And that is such a powerful truth that we can hold on to. we can hold on to it and set it before our eyes. You know, the scripture says in Proverbs 4:20 that his word is medicine to our flesh, but it tells us to set our eyes before the Lord, to set our eyes before that word. And he said, my son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart before thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. So as we set these before our eyes and keep them in the midst of our heart, it works and it becomes medicine to our flesh. And it just does a powerful work of healing. And we just want to help you receive from the hand of the Lord. There's a powerful song called By His Wounds. Mark Powell, Steve S. Curtis Chapman, Brian Littrell, and Mark Hall all together play on this song. And it's very powerful. It's off the Glory Revealed album. And I want to play this for you, at least parts of it. And as we go before God and just bask in His glory, let's let something happen to us by His power, by His Spirit. And let His word sink in and bring healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's receive from the hand of God.
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. By His wounds, by His wounds, we are healed. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. And by His wounds, by His wounds, we are healed. And the life that You gave, we are healed, for You paid the price. By Your grace we are saved, we are saved.
He was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our sins. Punishment that brought us peace was upon Him.
And by His wounds, by His wounds, we are healed.
Yeah, by His wounds, we are healed. Let's just receive it right now. We are healed. Thank You, Lord. We confess it, that we are the healed of the Lord, and we say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, amen. Amen. We're healed.
Transgressions, He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. And by His wounds, by His wounds, we are healed.
By His wounds, by His wounds. Away my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank You so much. Wow, that is beautiful. God, we just thank You that You are a very present help in time of trouble, that Your healing anointing is here, and it's flowing through our bodies, it's flowing through our minds. Lord, it's flowing through our homes. There's just some homes maybe that just need to be healed as well. Just absolutely delivered from darkness. And let the love of God come in. Let the mercy of God come in. Let the absolute forgiveness of heaven permeate your home. Something beautiful is happening right now in the presence of the Lord. And when we open our hearts to him and open our lives to him, it becomes just amazing. You know, we shared this scripture before. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. You know, what would we do if God hadn't spoken up and given us a thought about what he thinks about us, what he wants to do with us? We would be left to our own devices. And we've all hurt somebody, spoke some wrong words, and did some wrong things, and we're rebellious and defiant, and we did our own thing. But thank God, God had mercy on us. And he gave us an opportunity to say, Lord, I surrender. I just surrender to you, and I'm going to let your word now become my word. I don't need to have the great big thought. I don't need to be right. I don't need to be super special. Hallelujah. I just need to have a super special God. And I just love you for that. You know, it's all the difference in the world when you start looking at his word and you start just saying, Lord, what should I do about this? What should I say about this? What should I think about this? What should be my opinion on this? Because really, I've just gotten myself in trouble. And my arrogance hasn't helped a bit. But Lord, as soon as your word comes into my heart, something good begins to happen, and I become a carrier of your grace and a carrier of your glory. There's another song we want to share with you and just bless you with as we just allow that healing anointing to just flow in our lives and flow through us. And let's just listen to it right now. It's a song about the Word of God coming into your life and absolutely transforming the way you think about things and the way you respond to things. It's by Janie Grine.
Set free.
By his word, hallelujah, I have no fear in me. By his word, death cannot swallow me. By his word, I walk in victory. By his word, I've been set free. Man, that's powerful. By his word, by his name, Jesus said, in my name, you shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. They said in Acts, the third chapter, he said, hey, what are you upset about us? The man got healed, you know, and they got all upset about, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that. And they said, hey, it wasn't us. It was not my holiness, Peter said, not my righteousness. It was his name. And through faith in his name that made this man stand up and be whole like you see him now. Wow, that's amazing. It's the name. And of course, his blood. His blood. People don't talk about the blood so much anymore, but we need to talk about the blood. The blood of Jesus, oh my goodness, cleanses us. And there's a fountain, a now fountain, that flows with redemption and grace. And healing is part of that redemption. And deliverance is part of that redemption. And your home being wonderful and sweet is part of that redemption. Father, we thank you for the presence of God. We thank you by your word. Something is happening in our homes and in our hearts right now. And we welcome it. We welcome the joy of the Lord to be our strength. And where there was sickness and where there was frailty, Lord, there's becoming strength because we have access to your throne and access to your grace and to your face, Lord. We can look upon your face and just receive your grace. And we can just enjoy the fellowship of heaven. I don't know about you, but there's something just in this room that is just wonderful and powerful and delivering. It's an amazing thing. And, you know, when you come into that place where you're starting, you know, maybe that tension's gone. Maybe that anxiety is gone. It's floated away. You've been delivered of it. It's been picked up by God and placed on the cross. It's been cast out. And now there's a freshness and a welcomeness that was not there before. And you can start saying, you know, Lord, I can actually lift my hands. Maybe you never did this before. I can actually just start lifting my hands and just say, come on, my soul, be blessed. Come on, my soul, lift up God. Come on, let's worship him. It's a beautiful thing. They said, well, let's go to the house of the Lord together and worship the Lord. And I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And there's another song that comes to mind that I just love. We've been singing this a little bit in our congregation, and it's just a beautiful thing when you can just say, come on, my soul, let's worship our King. Let's worship our Lord, and let's just worship him for just a moment and allow the freshness of heaven to come on in. Amen. Come on, my soul. Oh, let's lift up our hands, lift up our grace, lift up a song. The words are real simple. You can join in. Come on. Come on, my soul. Speak to your soul. And magnify God.
Come on, my soul.
Yeah, I like that. I like the way it just kind of takes you into the presence of God to rejoice and just say, come on, soul, let's be with God. Let's magnify God. Let's glorify God. And some people are so tightly wound that they have not found out that great way to just release everything to God and just let him be the king. Let him be the Lord. Let him be the master and let him rule and reign, because that's what he does. That's what he can do. He can rule and reign in our lives and cause us to be filled with laughter and joy in the name of Jesus. Some people think laughter and joy is a mark of hysteria, but actually it's a very, very, it's a very normal way to be with God, because God, you know, he just is. He's the God of peace. He's the God of laughter. He's the God of love. And so children understand that. And we as adults need to understand that God is a God of peace. And so with God's power working in your life right now, and God's power working in your home, there's something so wonderful and that you can welcome as a daily thing, something that can happen every day in your life to have the presence of God like this. And there's lots of material and Christian tapes and CDs of music and things that you can fill your house with, and programming that would cause us to think like God thinks. You know, God always does something with our mind. He wants to fill us with his thoughts, and he wants us to be transformed in our mind. The word transform is like a worm into a butterfly. It's a metamorphosis, if you will. And so that's what the Greek word for transform is, where we get our word metamorphosis. And it's a transformation, a completely different thing. And so we begin to be transformed in our thinking, and we talk about things the way we never talked about before. And of course, if you read the Bible, you start talking about the covenant of God. God's a covenant-keeping God. I love the scripture. It says in the book of Psalms that he's ever mindful of his covenant. So God's always thinking about his covenant. So if we want to think like God thinks, let's start thinking about the covenant. He's made a covenant with us, and it's a powerful covenant. And so when we begin to think like that, we begin to think about new thoughts, new ways. His ways are higher than ours, and his thoughts are higher. So you might as well grab one of those higher thoughts. Hold a second, I'm just going to reach up here and get one. There we go. One of those higher thoughts. What is that higher thought? Well, that higher thought says I'm blessed. And I didn't think I was blessed. I don't feel blessed. I don't look blessed. But God said in Ephesians 1:3 that blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So you got to go up there and get one of them higher thoughts and start bringing it down and put it in your heart. And pretty soon you say, you know, I'm blessed. And why do suddenly we get favor on the job and favor down the street? But more importantly, we get favor in our heart with God. So, Lord, you told me I'm blessed. And now all of a sudden there's this connection with you and the Father. And the healing power of God begins to flow in a regular way in our lives. And that's what's so beautiful, is when that healing anointing begins to be a part of our life. And not only do we get healed, but we can pray for others. And it's so important. You know, I love the scripture in Ephesians chapter 1. He says that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened, talking about renewing our mind, you know, that the eyes of our understanding, it's like you're in the inside of your heart and your mind, you would begin to understand what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us, according to the working of his mighty power, which he accomplished in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. God says, I want you to know and comprehend with all saints that there is a power that happened at the resurrection that is in your life right now. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, you would know this power, the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of that God gave in Christ when he raised him from the dead, the exceeding greatness of his power towards us, which he accomplished in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Man, that's powerful. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. Matt Maher wrote a song called Christ is Risen. And the chorus is so powerful. And I wanna go ahead and play that right now. I might interrupt him, but you can hang in there with us and just receive the glory of his resurrection. It's not just for Easter, church. It's for every day. Brothers and sisters, it's for every single day. Every single day is Easter. This is Easter day right now. Well, it doesn't matter if it's in summer, winter, fall, winter, spring, summer, fall. It doesn't matter at all, because Christ is risen from the dead every single day. And let's just listen to him sing this chorus about the power of his resurrection. Glory to God. Oh yeah, oh death, where's your sting? No victory in hell. Glory. That's right. He's alive. Yeah. Jesus is risen from the dead. Yes, he has. Oh, thank you, Lord. We receive it. We're going to walk in the light of it. Thank you, Lord, touching my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord, for your glory filling every house, every heart, every home, every situation. Thank you for invading businesses where people work. Glory to God. Lord, we're so thankful that you're a now God, that you're not a dead God, that you're alive. You're risen from the dead. You're Lord, your Savior, your King. Oh, we have a mighty King, a mighty God. Praise the Lord. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. I get full of joy. You know, the joy of the Lord's our strength. Sometimes just when it just seems like nothing's working. But yet God is, he's right there. And you know, that time between the moment you pray and you start praising God and the miracle takes place, it can be a while sometimes. But you know what? You don't have to despair. And you don't have to just sit around and wait. God's got things for us to do. He's got a life for us to live. There's somebody else out there that needs help. And you know, and I have a lifeline on the inside of me. It's called Jesus. It's called the Holy Spirit. And it's a wireless connection, praise the Lord. And I don't have to pay a monthly premium, praise the Lord. I don't have a data plan that I have to do. The data plan's free. It comes by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you something, we have a vision to reach tons and tons and tons and tons of people. And God wants to put that vision on the inside of you as well, so that you can take your healing testimony and you can take this deliverance testimony and the joy testimony and the peace testimony and begin to share it with other people, your neighbors and your friends. And one of the ways that we found that we can reach people and we can touch people's lives is through Team Edify. We want to introduce this to you and let you know that you can be a part of it too. If this is something that God puts on your heart, we certainly want you to be a part of what we're doing. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and give a listen. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com. Well, praise the Lord. That's a new thing we're doing, and we're looking forward to reaching a ton of people in the name of Jesus for this generation. You know, we want you to be built up every single day. We want to be a source of edification for you. But we also want to hear your testimonies. You can email us at vccmarin, that's vccmarin@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We would love to know how this program is helping you or blessing you in any way, shape, or form. God's doing great things. He's not just doing them in my backyard. He's doing them in your backyard. But he wants to do more and more and more. And the more we give him, the more he can do. And that's what this whole program is about. It Is Time is all dedicated to right now, what God wants to do right now in our lives, because it is time. It's not time to sit down, not time to wait, not time to waste. It's time to get up and get going. It's time to let God touch your life and begin to reach out in a way that the Holy Spirit would lead you by his prompting and by his power, because he's got plans for all of us. He wants to use us. And it's time. It's time to redeem the time. We've enjoyed being with you. It's going to be wonderful the next time we meet together. But until then, keep shouting the victory and tell somebody. You got to tell them. It's time to rise up and do the work of heaven. Amen. Until next time, remember, it is time.